This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. See Sparky Fiverr flying solo today. Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler both off. They'll be both be back on Monday. Dan Plucker, executive producer, other side of the glass. Joining us now, our Radio.com sports MLB insider from the USA Today is Bob Nightingale. He's brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Good afternoon, Bob. Thanks for coming on.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Sparky.
I guess first things first, I'm really struggling with what Major League Baseball is doing right now. And you tell me if you understand it differently. We have a situation here where you have a couple players test positive for COVID-19. Fine. But I thought the whole point of this taxi squad being close to wherever the team was that an expanded roster was, hey, if somebody tests positive for COVID, they're going to go on the COVID list, IL list, whatever, and we're just going to keep playing. And that's how it was going to go. I didn't expect that every time somebody tested positive, that they were going to shut this thing down. And the constant starting and stopping, I think, is going to lose fans along the way and get people frustrated.
Well, it's almost like they're making up rules as we go,
yes.
Sparky, in the sense where last Sunday, the Marlins had four guys test positive. They still played. And because it spread, so badly, I think, now baseball's adjusted. I mean, the Reds are upset. Like, wait a minute now. We didn't play our games against the Cubs. And we had Senzel and Mike Moustakas test positive. So why did our games go on, but yet, the Cardinals aren't playing? So I don't know if it's because of a home road thing or what, but there's no constant thing here. I was just on a conference call with John Mozeliak, the president of the Cardinals, and he says, well, if there's no positive test today or tomorrow, then the Cardinals will play. But, if there's a positive test, the game won't be happening.
Yeah, but the problem is the positive test, Bob, was from Wednesday. It's Friday. If it takes 2 days to get results, that means the Cardinals test today, we won't have until Sunday. So tomorrow's definitely going to happen because you won't have new results. And then Sunday's a doubleheader. And now you get those results. And if there's two, three more, then are we shutting down the doubleheader on Sunday?
Could. Yeah, I mean, it is very possible that you play tomorrow. They're supposed to get back test results tonight and tomorrow. Mozeliak said, but it's very possible that no new positives. The games play tomorrow. Then whoops, on Sunday morning, positives come in. There's no games. So you're right. It can be very, very frustrating.
Talking with Bob Nightingale here on the Wendy's Big Show. So they were playing the Twins. So what then is happening with the Twins and Indians game? They're playing that and now hoping that nothing is happening with the Twins.
Exactly. Well, at least with the Cleveland Indians, because they're using the same clubhouse as the Cardinals, so more worry about Cleveland. But you're right. I mean, plus they're disinfected and everything else. But it's like making rules as we go along here. They're concerned. I mean, what happened with the Marlins terrified everybody. Like, you can bring down an entire sport with one team. if that was the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers that happened to, I'm sure they would have shut down the sport for a while.
See, and that right there, you're talking about major markets and huge fan bases and so forth. So now you get in a situation where we're going to have doubleheaders. And as you said, making rules up as we go, now we're going to do 7-inning games for doubleheaders. And the first of which looks like it could be on Monday between the Brewers and the Cardinals. But even with 7-inning doubleheaders, I just don't see how everybody has 60 games before the season is over.
No, I mean, there's no way the Marlins can have 60 games. That's impossible. But, yeah, you're right. I think they're going to have to change it to best winning percentage. Because there'll be teams that don't play 60 games for sure. You're absolutely right.
And then you're going to have teams arguing, well, they only played 35. We played 50, but they're going to get in because they won more games over a 35-game time period. It's going to create chaos.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Marlins, the Marlins don't play again this season in the playoffs because they have a 667 winning percent.
Oh my God,
13-1. But yeah, I mean, even the schedule, right? I mean, it's goofy in the sense that if you're in the NL East or AL East, you get to play the Marlins all these times, particularly 10 times you're the NL East, and those are the same wild card spots. You know, the Brewers are fighting for, everybody out west are fighting for. So schedule-wise, there'll be a bunch of teams that should not make it that will. I don't know if they'd be able to get left out that shouldn't, but the schedule certainly is very strange and unbalanced.
So since we're completely making the rules up as we go because they don't have any idea of what is happening at this point, I got a crazy idea. I was going to float it past you and see what you think. Why not just change the schedule as is? Just stop it and say we're revising the schedule. Teams in the division will only play teams in their own division. Sorry, that's how it is, but now the Yankees and everybody in their division can continue playing games. That's all you're going to play. Have the same type of playoff format that you're going to have before, but instead bubble it for the postseason format. Put it in New York. Let them play the American League games in Yankee Stadium, the National League games in the Mets Stadium. Have strict guidelines and rules for not being able to leave the hotel to only go to one or two places. And play it out that way. You have enough time to be able to pull off that bubble-type format before October, and you can limit the travel of all these teams now before it continues to spread and affect multiple divisions.
Well, at least they have the same the same geographical region. I mean, it would have been a complete nightmare if some of these teams, like the Marlins, were on the West Coast
right
at the time, something like that. So that really helps. The only flaw in your regular season plan is you still have those wild card teams. So say you stay in your own division. I mean, is it really fair for the Brewers to have to compete against the teams in the AL East for a wild card spot when they get to rack up the wins against the Marlins and the Brewers don't get to play them?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But you make a great point postseason-wise. Hey, if New York is so good, and nobody else is, why not seclude everybody in New York?
And you've got the hotel space to be able to handle all of it.
Yeah, I mean, for that matter, you could do it in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. Now you got three stadiums.
That would be another one. Yeah.
It's only good.
Yeah, and the Chicago-Milwaukee area would be interesting because then at least you would have a dome essentially for Miller Park, where on those days where it's raining, you could still get games in Milwaukee versus if you're in New York or Chicago with no roofs being available to anybody, you could still get the rainouts or, God forbid, snowouts in October. At some point in the Midwest, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Bob, thanks so much for coming on, man. You do great work, and we'll continue to follow you.
All right. Thanks so much, Brookie.
Take care. There he is, Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider with USA Today, joining us in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? The Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Telling you, that New York idea, very possible. Chicago, they'll never allow that in Chicago. I mean, they've got like half the country on quarantine and fines and everything else if you come in, including Wisconsin. So Illinois will never agree to that. Cuomo in New York, I think he would. I think he would allow all of this to happen. If you bring all of that in, all of those hotels are going to make all that additional revenue in that city, which right now, obviously, has nothing going on. So you bring all that revenue in for the hotels. You limit the amount of restaurants and what restaurants everybody can go to. That brings in revenue for all of those restaurants. And then both those baseball facilities have to be staffed with games going on all day. And you would have to do it like the NBA, right? So you'd have to have, and again, from a TV standpoint, obviously it may not be ideal, but you'd have to have a game at 9 in the morning. It'd have to be like almost like a youth league. You're playing at 9 in the morning. Then you're going to play another game at 1 in the afternoon. You're going to play another game at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, you're going to play 3-4 games in the course of a day. And maybe you even have a late night game that starts even later. I don't think they would do that. But if you get 3 games in each stadium each day, that's 6 games a day you'd be able to get in. I think you could pull that off. I mean, somebody I'm sure will shoot holes in my theory here and tell me I'm crazy. It would never work. But I think for the postseason, you could definitely pull it off. I think it would work. And I think New York makes the most sense by far. And again, AL teams play at Yankee Stadium. NL teams are at Mets place. And away we go. We'll see. Coming up next, a guy that's in the bubble, Kenny the Jet Smith, NBA on TNT. Of course, NBA champion, played with Sam Cassell and those Rockets teams. Also runs the Jet Academy. All straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer flying solo today. No Gary Ellerson, no Leroy Butler. They are both off. Coming up momentarily, I'll talk to Kenny the Jet Smith. Don't forget, also coming up on today's show, it's a full show. Already we've had John McLaughlin on, Sean Grandy of the Celtics, Bob Nightingale has been on. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, the host of the Bayview Shane and Blind post-game show, Tim Allen, will join us at 4 o'clock, and we'll replay Coach Boonholzer coming up at 4:35. He's going to talk within the hour, and we'll get Coach Boonholzer's thoughts before the Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at 5:30. And after that game is done, I'll be back on the air tonight. I'm doing this show since 2007. We will have the Pick It Safe Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North coming up tonight after Bucks Celtics. Sidney Moncrief, Bucks legend, will be on the show. Plus, we'll have Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the show as well. That comes up again this evening after Bucks Celtics. Joining us now from the NBA on TNT, he is Kenny the Jet Smith. Kenny, thanks a lot for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. First things first, and we'll get into the JetAcademyCamp.com here in a couple of minutes. I guess first things first, I want to get your thoughts, because we had Sean Grandy on earlier, the play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics, and he had pointed out from his perspective that he thought the Bucks keep getting overlooked and pushed aside for everybody wanting to talk about the Lakers and Clippers nationally and who's going to win the title, and kind of thought the Bucks may be getting disrespected a little bit, and that's from a guy that's with the Celtics' perspective. Do you agree with Sean that nationally maybe that's how it's being portrayed?
I would say yes in this regard, only because you're talking about two teams that play in the same building that have a chance to win an NBA title. If it wasn't really because of that, I don't think that they would be getting overlooked. You know, and I think it's also a testament into how great the team is. It's a kind of a foregone conclusion that everyone thinks that they're going to win the East.
When we talk about the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors seem to be the team that everybody seems to believe that will be in the Eastern Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard to be the matchup for the Bucks. Do you view Toronto as the toughest matchup for the Bucks?
No, I think there are more than one element of teams that have an opportunity to, you know, play well. Only because I think the Bucks are the most elite team in the Eastern Conference. However, I think because there's no home court advantage, you know, the Celtics don't have to go win game 6 on the road in Milwaukee. You know, Toronto doesn't have to go win game 5 in Milwaukee. So the younger teams with less experience, I think they have a clear, not an advantage, but I think it shortened the curve for them because they don't have to learn how to win on the road. They just have to learn how to win.
Talking with Kenny the Jet Smith, NBA on TNT here on the Wendy's Big Show. We've had a lot of discussion about Eric Bledsoe, you know, being that third guy on this team behind Giannis, behind Chris Middleton. There's been games over the last couple of years where he only gets up 3 or 4 shots in a game and isn't that aggressive offensively. When Middleton is out, then you get aggressive Eric Bledsoe. If Giannis is out, then you definitely get aggressive Eric Bledsoe on the offensive side of the floor. And we've just been discussing that he needs to be that aggressive regardless if the other two are on the floor or not with him. How tough is it, you know, being that third guy, let's say, like Bledsoe, when you're playing with the other two?
Well, I think the unique part for him is he's a point guard who doesn't handle the ball because Giannis has the ball in his hands. So some games, Giannis has such a clear advantage, or Middleton has such a clear advantage, that they get the bulk of the shots. So he can go from one game to having 17 shots to having 6 the very next night because he's waiting on the ball. So I just looked at it as more as, when his opportunity arises, he's ready. And if he does that, that's good enough. Like, and some nights it's going to be 25 points and some nights it's going to be 9. But in terms of being ready every night, if you weren't ready to get your 9, so if you got 9 points on shooting, you know, 3 for 5 from the field, then we're ready. And that's, I think, how you have to measure Bledsoe more than, oh, he didn't get 20 tonight.
The one thing about this bubble situation and how they're going to play this out with these 8 games, when you're a team like the Bucks and have the East wrapped up, maybe the wins and losses don't matter as much.
I think winning always matters. And I think Coach Bud is not a guy who's going to just, you know, concede games. You know, the Bucks are in a great position. They're a deep team. They have a lot of young players that are hungry as well and want a great opportunity. So I think everything, the stars are aligning at the right time for them.
We talk about your time and playing with the Houston Rockets and being a champion and all that stuff. I told my producer, I said, well, if we get Kenny the Jet Smith on this show, I want a good Sam Cassell story, because Sam obviously was here, played with the Bucks, and was a fan favorite, and now at some point is going to be head coach of the Bucks. That's who I wanted to be, the head coach of the Bucks, and the Bucks ended up getting Coach Budenholzer. So do you have a good Sam story for us?
I tell you, Sam is one, he's a great basketball mind.
So you sure is.
You said a coach. He's a great basketball mind. He and I, it's funny because he and I, we used to get in so much trouble from the rest of the guys of the team because we would be up no matter what time it was. First of all, Sam is the same person 3 o'clock in the afternoon as he is 3 in the morning. So he's just as lively at both times.
Sure.
But what we would do is we would just play these scenarios. Of like, oh, 8 seconds. Give me 3 guys in the league that you want to have the ball. Blah blah blah. Okay, now the ball is at the post. Okay, now the ball is at the inbound. He's got to dribble full length. And we would just play these basketball mind games all day long, and we try to stump each other. And everyone would be like, "Shut, Sam! Hey, would you just shut up?" So then we'd be like, "Okay, which one guy would you throw off the team if you had to throw off the team?"
Oh my God. That's
so
hilarious.
We played games, all that, but he is a great basketball mind. I just love because it's funny. I called him the other day from the bubble and just was seeing how he was doing, and he is going to be a great head coach one day.
Yeah, I totally agree. And even though Sam wasn't a big practice guy when he was in Milwaukee necessarily,
he was a practice guy in Houston.
Yeah, no,
he fooled y'all.
Yeah,
he fooled y'all.
No,
oh my God,
no, he wasn't great.
A practice guy.
Yeah,
he used to practice every day. He and I stay after. With Vernon Maxwell and Chucky Brown and play 2-on-2 and 3-on-3. Oh, I got it. I can't wait to call him because he was a practice guy.
Yeah, no. But again, you have to remember, man, back then it was George Carlin. That team was split and all kinds of drama going on in Milwaukee at that point. Players going after players in the media, and Glenn and Sam were on one side, and it felt like Ray was on the other side. And, oh, there was a lot of drama going on with George Carl back then.
Wow.
A lot.
Wow.
But having said that, you know, Sam Cassell is a guy that said something at one point, and I always remembered it, and it'll always stick with me. And he said, you know, when you play with Glenn and Ray, you kind of got to get them going early. So I'll find my offense within the rhythm of the game, but if I get them going early, then I get them on both sides of the floor on a given night, versus if I don't get them going early, I may not get that same benefit. And you just wonder, I would assume a lot of point guards, you know, think that way when playing with their star players, but to hear Sam say it, it really resonated with me.
Yeah, we never had that problem with Akeem, I'll tell you that much. But,
right.
You know, Olajuwon. But I think overall, you know, Sam, again, a great basketball mind to read into that and to see how he's going to get the best out of his player.
Yeah, Kenny the Jet Smith, check out his website, jetacademycamp.com. And this is a pretty cool idea and concept that you came up with. And the press release that I have says it pretty much came up because of the COVID thing, because you can't have the normal basketball camps and so forth because people can't be together. So tell everybody about the website, jetacademycamp.com.
Yeah, it definitely came through from the pandemic and the social distancing, and it's continuing even into the school years in September. We're going to do it all, you know, all year round because, you know, I said, why should everyone's development stop because of COVID and because of social distancing? And so I created the first virtual sports academy. We rolled out with basketball with Trae Young and Victor Oladipo and Kemba Walker, all NBA All-Stars, and then WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner and WNBA MVP Breonna Stewart. And we're here virtually for an hour and a half, we're your personal trainer. And what differentiated, it's live. You know, we're on live. You have an opportunity to ask questions live, upload your video. We critique them. We put them on.
Wow. Right?
It's a different experience for most kids. You know, we were in, you know, talking to Victor. He's in the bubble. You know, Kemba's in the bubble. They're talking about what life is like in the bubble, which is interesting. Both miss pizza more than anything. But it works on any device, anywhere. You sign in, you log in, and you're there. And you get the and I'm your host every day. Again, jetacademycamp.com. I always say now, like, we have 3,500 kids who signed up in a week. So
wow.
We're like, all right, well, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you getting better? You have no excuse. And American Express is give you, if you use your Amex, you get $35 off. Or if you use the big Shaq code, you get $35 off. Shaq is giving $35 off for everyone. So, again, jetacademycamp.com.
The thing that stood out to me most of everything you said was, if I upload my kid's tape, you'll critique it?
That's what's crazy. I did like 70 last night. And then Kemba does them. You know, and it's funny because I don't know if the kids know it's us. So they respond just like, okay, cool. You know, they don't say because we have it. I don't think they realize it's really us because they're doing it day by day with us. And at times, so I'm just like, I'll keep it quiet because I know I'll just keep getting more questions.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. That is huge props to you guys. That's a lot of work to be putting in and so forth. And props to you, Kenny, for doing that. One last thing on the way out, because if I don't ask it, I'm going to get yelled at. And that is MVP Giannis versus LeBron. And I'll take it a step further, because I'm just going to assume Giannis will be the MVP. Is he also Defensive Player of the Year?
He's definitely Defensive Player of the Year. The MVP is like, I think it's 50-50 right now. You know, because of the layoff, you know, I think it kind of, people forget what happened in 2020. You know, so many things that happened in between. It's like, man, what did he do? Like, I can't remember what Giannis or LeBron did against the Denver Nuggets this year. Like, I just can't remember.
Sure.
So it's a hard award this year because I don't think the merit of it is memorable for the people who are voting. Like, because so many things have happened. You're in the pandemic. You're social distancing, social injustice, all of these issues. And you're like, oh, yeah, remember the game when against the Wizards? Like, no, I don't. I really don't. So I think this is going to be the hardest one, but it is those two guys.
Yeah, it's definitely those two guys, no question. And if he were to win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year, I mean, that's only been done, I think, twice.
I think Michael's done it.
I think it's only been done twice total, and so he'd be in some rarefied air to do it in the same season is pretty crazy, and just feel blessed to even have that type of player in Milwaukee after being so bad for so long as an organization to be at this level is pretty crazy. Kenny, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy watching you guys all the time, obviously on TNT, and hopefully we'll talk again down the line, and congratulations with the JetAcademyCamp.com.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Kenny the Jet Smith on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrowing your home, the Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I'm just going to tell you right now, that website is crazy. Plucker, what do we have coming up? Tim Allen for? We got time. I gotta ask you something. So you... as everybody knows, because I talk about it nonstop, you played baseball. If you had a chance to upload tape of yourself and put it on a website, and Mike Trout would analyze it and give you a breakdown of your swing and the whole deal, you'd pay money for that.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. I mean, you have a virtual one-on-one. I mean, Kemba Walker, say what you want, he's a damn good player. Right. Kenny Smith, NBA champion, right?
Honestly, I would have done the same thing for the NBA, too, for this, if
for
I was
basketball.
In high school right now. Yeah, I went to a couple of camps for basketball at college places, too. I never got an offer or anything like
right.
that. But, I mean, if they were to critique me and, like, tell me more about my future, I'd do this in a heartbeat.
And if you're a WNBA, if you're a female and you play college basketball, Brittany Griner and those folks are going to grade your tape and do that whole thing, like, that's not something that is readily available. You don't get that opportunity. You'd be like saying, oh, okay, well, Greg Maddux is going to go virtually online and grade your pitching tape and help you understand pitching. That doesn't happen.
Such a great idea by Kevin Jetsman.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
And again, I didn't say the pricing on the air. Now, again, for some people, obviously, it's going to be expensive. And I'm just going to be honest with you. For what they're doing, what Kenny said they're doing, it's $89 a month, or it's $294 for 6 months, which is essentially $49 per month. Or you can do a yearly membership, which comes out to $29 per month. But for everything they give you to go along the way and being able to have the questions that you can ask back and forth and get guidance and, you know, what drills can I do? What do you look for when you're in this situation first, you know, facing this zone as a point guard? What are you looking for? All that type of stuff that you can ask and have that interaction. Mind is blown by that whole thing. Yes, Dan Plucker.
We got some breaking news out of Green Bay, and no, it's not the news you were expecting before the show, Sparky. It's
I want Everson Griffin to sign with the Packers. That's what I want. Why can't that just happen?
Breaking news on the fan brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Rob Domofsky is reporting that the Packers have waived offensive lineman Cole Madison and fullback Jordan Jones, per a source. Tough deal for Madison, who came back last year after sitting out his rookie season for mental health reasons, and then he got hurt last year.
Yeah, well, sucks for him. The whole thing, his whole deal. Hopefully, for his sake, he'll catch on somewhere, and it'll all work out at the end of the day, and he'll catch on. What?
Sorry, a little bit more breaking news from the Brewers this time, and Adam McAlvey.
He's coming up at 4:45.
Yeah,
today.
So we're going to have him up in a little bit, too. Brewers pitcher and Players Union representative Brent Suter on today's postponement at Miller Park. I'm still hopeful that we can play this season. It is going to take an ever-adapting, incredibly committed league-wide effort to get it done. That is Brent Suter, relief pitcher for the Brewers.
Did he say he's hopeful that he can play this season?
That we can play this season. That's what they
like,
said.
Like, play again? Or, like, what does that mean? Like, you mean, he means playing the completion of the season.
I believe so.
Not, like, I just hope to play again this season. He means play the season out is what
I
he
guess
means.
You can interpret it that
that has to be
either way.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play again. Stop. Yeah. We were talking about it earlier on Bart Winkler's show. I sat in with them in their commercial free hour this morning at 9 o'clock with him and Ryan Horvath, and we were going back and forth, and Horvath brought up, well, if you're the Players Association, how much longer can you let this go before you say, hey, enough is enough, we're not playing?
I said, Ryan, unless there's a provision, which I can but guarantee you there's not, that says if we cancel the season, everybody's still getting paid, unless that provision exists, which I don't think it does, these guys aren't bailing on their money. They're going to play it out. Now, guys that are loaded, like Braun or Mike Trout or Mookie Betts, those guys, sure, they may bail. But the guys that are Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Brent Suter, those guys, they're not bailing. No, I want to get paid. We only end up playing 30 games. Fine. I'm getting paid for whatever we play. So, yeah, we need to play this thing out.
I don't think the Players Association bails. I don't think that happens. I think what happens first was star power withdraws. Then at that point, Manfred probably shuts it down. But until star power withdraws, I think they're going to try and figure out how to finish it out.
Do you think a team bails?
No.
Like the players on a team just say, we're done.
Well, that's like Diaz for the Marlins, the former Brewer. He's talking about, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I'm sick of being stuck in quarantine. I'm not positive. I'm done. Like, I may just leave and not come back. I'm done. I'm just going to withdraw because I'm sick of waiting. Okay, well, go ahead. Then withdraw and quit. Have at it. With all due honesty, nobody cares if you withdraw or quit at this point. It doesn't really matter. But you look at football, there was somebody else that withdrew again today in the National Football League. Another guy said, I'm not playing this year either. And all this is doing, this Major League Baseball stuff, all this is doing is even leading to more skepticism from the NFL players who are going, holy crap. Like, do I really want to get involved in this? Because we have way more contact than they do. We're in way more close quarters with each other than they are. We've got way more guys involved. All right, coming up next, the franchise, Tim Allen, host of the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, will join us next. I'm assuming he probably isn't feeling the best about how this whole thing is playing out. I want to see if he's as fired up as I am about it. This segment is sponsored by Tally's Tapping Eatery, serving up their famous Friday fish fry all day. Plus, you get special prices on domestic and craft beer pitchers. That's today. Tally's Tapping Eatery, Friday fish fry. Check it out. Get it to go if you like. Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.